even in the fire service, there are anniversaries throughout the year, whether they're significant ones of a positive nature or one such as 9/11, where you're concerned about far too many lives that were lost in FDNY and even the victims in the community.
Now, as a firefighter, give me a sense of what it's like for you when you do come upon an anniversary like this. What is going through your mind when you recall that day?
Well, it's first going to center around your family, and that's two families. Your family at home that understands the dangers of the job, and your families at the fire station, your coworkers. And you really feel warm or have that support when there's something as simple as a neighbor that comes by the fire station to bring lunch or a public event that's held in the community where hundreds of people gather. I think we're very grateful when you look at 5 years down the road or even longer that the firefighters and police officers know that this Charlotte community is going to remember what happened that day and not take those public safety members for granted.
Are there any sort of positives that have come out of this event when it comes to the support you're receiving, the understanding now that politicians perhaps have as to the importance of your role?
I would say that even before 9/11, there was concerns about interoperability, just how well that police and firefighter can work together on the radio or on the scene. Well, after the tragic events in both Washington and New York City, we realized how many challenges there are when you bring hundreds or thousands of public safety agencies together in one location. And from that tragic events in those two cities, we have better addressed the interoperability concerns, whether that's radio, equipment, staffing, and we're only going to be better at the next tragedy, whether it's of a significant one or even just the hazardous materials call that has firefighters, police, taking care of an emergency down the road.
After 9/11, obviously, the role of the firefighter was expanded a bit. No longer is it simply just being a firefighter, but really emergency people are on the front lines now in the war on terror in a lot of ways. Do your firefighters, have they come to grips with the fact that their role is greatly expanded?
Without a doubt, the fire service over the last 10 or 15 years has made some changes that go beyond that house fire. And after 9/11, we realized that the fire department, police officers, are going to be that domestic response person to any type of emergency. And I think our training is very much increased on the awareness level, that common sense level to when you roll up on something, is it just a house fire or is there a greater concern? And that's where our education and training has been centered on. We want to be able to handle those car crashes, handle those house fires. However, when there's a significant incident, whether it's a weather emergency, whether it's a utility accident or a transportation crash, people in the fire and police need to go in there better prepared and understand maybe what the bigger picture is as the cause to this tragic incident.
Well, Captain Brisley, final question for you. With all the memorial events going on, what is it that you hope people come away with after attending one of these events?
You know, I think what's great is that all levels of this community, from somebody in the neighborhood to the church to the restaurant, is taking time to say thank you. And that makes us feel stronger and more well-received in the community that we know that they understand we're here 24/7. And we're grateful for any type of thank you or recognition. And it's very encouraging when we get notes at a fire station or a neighbor walks up to deliver something or a church provides a meal. We're grateful and we know that this community appreciates the firefighters and police officers. It's not taken for granted.
Captain Robert Brisley,
thank you very much.